This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Today's theme is the road to Emmaus. Two influential American politicians used to meet and discuss world affairs late into the night. Their conversations would touch on really important matters. When business was over, as was their custom, they would go out onto the balcony for air. One night they marvelled at the star-filled sky much longer than usual, until one said to the other, "Right, I think we feel small enough now. Let's retire for the night." Somehow the presence of something greater helps us realise how small and insignificant we are. Psalm 8 opens with these words of praise to God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And it goes on to say, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that you visit him. These are the words of our opening hymn today, sung by Marty Gertz, from Psalm Enchanted Evening.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you've ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. And our accuser, he stills with the praises of singers, we infants and babes whom he's ordained. Oh, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him. Oh, can you sing with us, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, so freely for us to claim, the name Yeshua you came, a little lower than the angels, and you humbled yourself only to be exalted, Messiah. Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our Lord. earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. Adonai, Adonai, Yeshua. Bless your Lord, we love your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name.
I love to hear the songs of Marty Goetz. He looks and sounds just like a young Neil Diamond. As you probably heard in that song, Marty is Jewish, but he's also a believer in Jesus Christ. Early in his life, he was surprised to find that Jesus was Jewish too. He'd read the genealogy at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel and found that Jesus was descended from Abraham and David. As he read on, he became convinced that Jesus was indeed the Messiah, the Saviour that his people were longing for. Up until that point, he hadn't recognized him as such. In today's Gospel reading, we find two disciples traveling on the road to a place called Emmaus, and Jesus joins them and walks with them. But they don't recognize him at first either. To think that the risen Jesus visited two individuals so far from Jerusalem on the same day that he was raised from the dead makes me think of the words of that song we've just heard. What is man that you are mindful of him? We'll be hearing this Gospel reading after our next hymn, sung by Stuart Townend. Come, people of the risen King.
Come, people of the risen King, who delight to bring him praise. Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to him, where steady arms of mercy reach to gather children in.
Let's listen to our Gospel reading for today, taken from Luke chapter 24, beginning to read at verse 13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they'd seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it, just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it's nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. There are many ways in which Jesus reveals who he is to people still today, through his word and the sacraments, through spiritual experiences, and even through dreams and visions. Those who seek him find him, and they who once were blind suddenly see. Here's a famous hymn called Amazing Grace, sung here by Laurie White.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my appear. The hour
Both disciples had been so downhearted as they walked along the road. Their minds were in turmoil, for the people had expected Jesus to rescue them from their pagan oppressors, the Romans. Many people had begun to believe that Jesus was their Messiah, but then he'd been arrested and crucified. The two disciples were so engrossed in conversation, they hadn't paid much attention to this stranger who joined them. When they began to puzzle over rumours of an empty tomb, that's when Jesus began to teach them. And as he spoke, their hearts began to burn within them. It gradually dawned upon them who this stranger was by the end of the day. And for two travellers to turn around after a 7-mile long trip and hurry back 7 miles to Jerusalem in the evening shows how overwhelmed and excited they were to have been in the presence of Jesus, to have walked with him, talked with him, and sat at table with him. I remember doing an 8-mile walk around Derwentwater in the Lake District once, and I was absolutely finished by the end of the day. Here's a song sung by Steve Green, a lovely song called I Can See, or the other name is The Emmaus Road.
All at once he walked beside me, like he'd been there all along. Not a stranger, but a father, who can sense when something's wrong. And he answered all my questions, and he understood my fears that somehow vanished now that he was here. Can't you see who walks with you? Can't you hear who speaks your name? Can't you feel something stirring in your heart? How his words ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. Can the paths we follow from now on be the same? I couldn't bear for him to leave me, so I begged him please to stay, spend the evening, a few moments before he went his way. Then like a host he stood and blessed me, broke the bread and poured the wine. Then I knew there was something there I recognized. Yes, I can see who walks with me. I can hear my name. I can feel something stirring in my heart. How his words ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. And I know
those early witnesses to Jesus' resurrection must also have been bewildered about the nature of the appearance of Jesus. Here was someone who could appear and then disappear. Locked doors were no barrier to him. But he was no ghost. His wounds could be touched. He could break bread and eat. And he was no hallucination either, for St. Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians, after that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Here was one quite unlike those who had all died and been brought back to life by Jesus, namely Lazarus, Jairus' daughter, and the widow of Nain's son, for they would all one day die again. But Jesus' appearances were altogether far more mysterious. He had somehow conquered the grave, never to die again. He had entered into death and come out of the other side. In today's story, Cleopas, whose name is mentioned in the reading, and the other disciple who was with him, had their eyes opened to the risen Jesus when he broke bread with them. They suddenly knew him and were filled with great joy. What a beautiful moment. Here's a song called Hail True Body, a 14th century hymn translated by Henry Oxenham from my album Call to Serve.
Hail true body, born of Mary, by a wondrous virgin birth, thou who on the cross wast offered to redeem the sons of earth. Thou who sighed became a fountain, pouring forth thy precious blood. Give us now and at our dying thine own self to be. Jesus, blessed Mary's son.
And so Jesus began to teach these two disciples, for they'd obviously not understood all that Moses and the prophets had foretold concerning him. The truth about the Messiah was there to be discovered right through the ancient books of the law and the prophets, and he taught them all they needed to know. The Messiah was not some warrior king who would defeat their oppressors. Rather, he would rescue Israel, not from their suffering, but through his suffering. He was the suffering servant that Isaiah spoke of, who would conquer sin and death and hell, and would save all people from their sins by his sacrifice. Let's listen to Matt Redman singing The Heart of Worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Did not our hearts burn within us, said the two disciples about Jesus as he had spoken to them on the road, and opened them up to the truth about himself. Many still today experience this great warming of their hearts as they discover the truth for themselves. John Wesley was one of them. He had this to say of his coming to know Jesus. About 8:45 p.m., while he, the speaker, was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Here's a lovely prayer to finish today's programme, a prayer written by someone called Nathan Beamer. Open our eyes too, Lord. Without the gift of your revelation, our eyes are kept from recognizing you. Appear before us, suddenly, unexpectedly, in all your glory, so that we too may proclaim to a world in despair that we have seen the risen Lord. Amen. Let's just remember that on our journey through life, with all its difficulties and trials, that Jesus still travels alongside us today. And so we finish with a hymn called Glory and Praise by Downshute. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick saying goodbye and thank you for joining us. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
And sons of him who built the valleys and plains. Praise the wonders our God has done in every heart that sings. Strengthens us like gold that's tested in fire. Though the power of sin